Okay, girl, buckle up because today's tea is scorching. I've got celebrity drama, shocking reveals, and some mess that you are not ready for. I'm Tasha, and this is The Tea with Tasha. Let's dive in! Right, so we're starting off today with something that's honestly quite sweet, which is rare for this podcast because usually I'm here spilling the messiest tea. But Heather Graham just came out with some comments that have me feeling all nostalgic and vindicated for every nerdy girl who ever got overlooked in school. Okay, so Heather Graham, you know, the absolute goddess from Austin Powers and The Hangover, just revealed that back in her school days, her classmates completely dismissed her as this quote-unquote nerdy teenager. Girl, the audacity of those teenagers. Like, can you imagine being the person who called Heather Graham nerdy and then having to watch her become this Hollywood icon? The secondhand embarrassment I would feel. But honestly, this just goes to show you that those mean girls and boys in school really don't know what they're talking about, do they? I'm imagining teenage Heather, probably with her gorgeous blonde hair, maybe wearing some thick glasses or something, getting called nerdy while she's secretly destined to be snogging Mike Myers in a comedy classic. Not them completely missing the mark. The thing is, though, and this is what I love about this story, Heather's not even bitter about it. She's just out here living her best life, having proved every single one of those doubters wrong. And you know what? Good for her. Sometimes the best revenge is just becoming absolutely gorgeous and successful in Hollywood. Take notes, ladies. But speaking of awkward moments, girl, have I got some tea for you about Sabrina Carpenter at Coachella that is making me absolutely scream with secondhand embarrassment. So picture this, right? Sabrina's just finished performing her massive hit, Please, 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 which, by the way, absolute banger. We love to see it. And she sits down at her keyboard as the audience goes quiet. Very atmospheric, very professional, very pop star in her element. Except there's this one fan who just will not stop shouting. Now, normal fan shouting? That's fine, that's expected. But apparently, this fan was doing some sort of cultural chant, and our girl Sabrina, oh, bless her cotton socks, thought it was yodeling. Yodeling? I'm actually cackling right now because can you imagine? This poor person is probably doing something really meaningful and cultural, and Sabrina's brain just goes straight to Sound of Music vibes. The cringe of it all. But you know what? At least she apologized. That's more than we can say for some celebrities who put their foot in it and then just pretend it never happened. Sabrina actually came out and said sorry for the mix-up, which honestly shows she's got class. But this is why live performances are so dangerous, isn't it? Like, anything can happen. One minute you're giving Coachella main stage energy, the next minute you're accidentally culturally insensitive because you thought someone was yodeling. The vulnerability of live performance, I could never. Though speaking of Coachella drama, SEA is absolutely not having it with these rumors, and I am here for her setting the record straight. Okay. So apparently, there were all these whispers going around that Azazé was going to fill in for Justin Bieber at Coachella 2026. Now, first of all, Justin Bieber pulling out of things? Not exactly shocking news at this point, is it? The man's been canceling tours left, right, and center for his mental health, which, fair enough, but still. But Azazé said absolutely not today to these rumors. She came out swinging, basically telling everyone to stop spreading this nonsense because she's not signed up to be anyone's backup plan. Thank you very much. The Good Days singer. And can we talk about how that song is still absolutely perfect? She shut down all this speculation faster than you can say, Coachella lineup announcement. And honestly, good for her. Because can you imagine the pressure of being like, oh yeah! Just keep SEA on standby in case Justin decides he can't handle performing. Like, SEA is a headliner in her own right. She doesn't need to be sitting around waiting for the Biebs to make up his mind. The audacity of people just assuming she'd be happy to fill in. Although, to be fair, if I had to choose between SEA and Justin Bieber at a festival, sorry, Justin, but I'm choosing SEA every single time. Her vocals, her stage presence, her energy. Absolutely unmatched. But this whole thing just shows how these festival rumors get completely out of hand, doesn't it? Someone probably just mentioned her name in passing, and suddenly the entire internet thinks she's signed, sealed, and delivered as Bieber's replacement. Now, speaking of replacement drama, we need to talk about this absolutely messy situation with Kiara Miller, Amanda Batula, and Wes Wilson, Because, girl, this is giving me all the reality TV relationship chaos that I live for. Right, so let me set the scene for you, because this is proper messy. Ciara Miller and West Wilson were dating back in 2023. Cute couple, seemed like they had something good going on. Then they break up, as couples do, but then, plot twist. They start seeming like they might be getting back together. You know how it is, the classic, maybe we can make this work energy that we've all been through. But then, and this is where it gets absolutely chaotic, West Wilson starts dating Amanda Batula instead. And not just dating quietly. Oh no, they were spotted making out in New York City for everyone and their mother to see. The mess of it all. And poor Sierra, what does she do? She posts one of those cryptic messages about loyalty that we all know is absolutely dripping with subtext. I'm screaming because you know exactly what type of message I'm talking about. Probably something like, know your worth, or loyalty is everything, with maybe a few strategic emoji choices. This is giving me all the reality TV vibes, and I am absolutely here for it. Because you know what? Sometimes you need to post that cryptic message. Sometimes you need to let people know that you see exactly what's happening and you have thoughts about it. But can we talk about the timing of this whole thing? Like, West goes from potentially rekindling things with Ciara to making out with Amanda in public. That's not just moving on, that's practically sprinting into a new relationship. And in New York City, where everyone's got cameras, the man was not trying to be subtle about it. I'm imagining Ciara seeing those photos and just thinking, well, probably things I can't say on this podcast. But honestly, good for her for taking the high road with just a cryptic message about loyalty. I would have been posting novels on Instagram stories, but that's why Ciara is classier than me. This whole situation is just reminding me why reality TV relationships are so complicated, though, because everyone's always in each other's business. Everyone knows everyone, and when you break up with someone, there's a very real chance they might end up with someone from your friend group. The drama of it all. But you know what I love about Ciara's approach? She's not directly calling anyone out. She's not being messy in a way that's going to cause more drama. She's just letting people know that she has eyes and she has opinions. Strategic shade, and we love to see it. And honestly, this whole love triangle situation is giving me serious summer reality TV vibes. You've got the ex-girlfriend, the new girlfriend, and the guy in the middle who's probably just trying to live his life while everyone analyzes his every move. I'm genuinely curious to see how this all plays out, though, because these cryptic social media messages are usually just the beginning, aren't they? Someone's going to end up giving an interview, or there's going to be some awkward encounter at an event, or maybe we'll get some more strategic Instagram posting. The possibilities are endless. And that is all the tea I'm spilling today. From Heather Graham's nerdy glow-up revenge story, to Sabrina Carpenter's yodeling mix-up, SEA shutting down festival rumors like the queen she is, and this absolutely chaotic love triangle mess that's giving us all the reality TV drama we need. Make sure you come back tomorrow, because you know there's always more drama brewing in Hollywood. I'm Tasha, and remember, the tea is always hot on this podcast. Bye, girl!